Hey, what's up? This is Kevin Michael Richardson, the voice of G.I. Joe Renegades Roadblock, and you listen to What's on Joe Mind, motherfucker.
Welcome to this GCRN Year in Review Special Edition of What's on Joe Mind. If you've never heard of us, well, first of all, shame on you for not listening to the GCRN's number one show. I am one of your co-hosts, Gary. Joining me as always is our showrunner and GCR legend in his own mind, the Chuck Dog. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. He is new for 2012, but that new car smell is worn off. It's Beachhead Mike. Mike, how are you?
Smelly as ever.
I've never had a new car that smelled like mine. Thank God.
I thought we were trying to keep this quick.
Sorry.
He is the Ayatollah Khomeini of GeneralJoes.com. It's General Hawk Justin.
What's happening?
Just go with Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla.
That works too.
The Ayatollah Khomeini.
All right, well done.
We have been asked by TFGI Mike to put together a top three and bottom three list of the events of Joe from the past year. And then we have to fit that all in within 10 minutes. But anyways, we have put our list together, and here's what we come up with. Starting at the bottom, number three. Lackluster movie toys.
Well, yeah. Lackluster might seem a little harsh because these were some really solid figures. It's just that with the limited articulation and not as detailed paint schemes, a lot of the first wave retaliation figures, which were on shelves before the movie, pale in comparison to the Cobra and 30th Anniversary Renegades figures. But, as I said, they are some solid figures, and you should look into them.
And as it looked like, the later waves, fellas, looks like they are considerably better than the early waves, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the first wave stuff was kind of in progress before they really had all the final designs and everything for the film, so they're still kind of flying at the seat of their pants a little bit.
Yeah. Still some neat character design in that first wave. They just didn't quite execute.
Number two on our bottom three. It was a challenging year for the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, wasn't it, Justin?
Yeah, it was a little bit. They are coming out pretty much on top. They're ending 2012 on a high note with the release of the figure subscription service, the first wave of that. But yeah, they had a little bit of a rough year. They had some issues with their software security system where some credit card information got leaked, which was unfortunate. They built their convention this year kind of a lot around a retaliation screening that, of course, then couldn't happen because the movie got delayed. Add to that, they had some little hotel snafus, and they actually had to cancel their hotel plans, or their hotel canceled the plans on them, and they had to delay the convention and reschedule, much to the chagrin of many G.I. Joe fans out in the community. The release of the FSS preview pictures was met with some mixed response. Some people concerned with the character selection, some people concerned with the artwork. It's just been kind of an up and down, rocky road for the club. They had challenges getting their store online. They didn't really have any product to sell. It's been rough for them this year, but things, like I said, they're looking up at the end of 2012 with the FSS hitting mailboxes as we speak, and hopefully kicking off 2013 with the rest of the FSS and some really exciting news for JoeCon 2013.
And number one on the bottom three, to absolutely no one's surprise, G.I. Joe Retaliation gets delayed.
Ooh.
We'll set it around the horn, fellas.
Yeah, it's tough to really put into words exactly kind of what that news meant to a G.I. Joe fan. Us G.I. Joe fans are kind of used to getting kicked in the gut a little bit over the past several years. We've always kind of been second
over
fiddle.
Over and over again.
Yeah, it feels like we're kind of the redheaded stepchild in some cases. And when you hear of a movie year and a movie coming out, you think finally, oh, this one's going to be our year. Hasbro's putting all their focus on us. Hollywood's doing some good things for us. This will be the year that we actually get the attention we deserve. And slam on those brakes, not so fast. Not only did the movie get delayed, but there's all these rumors about why it got delayed, about whether it's Channing Tatum, or about whether it's a conversion to 3D, whether screenings were terrible. For a movie year, it wasn't a very fun year, and that was a pretty big bummer for us G.I. Joe fans.
I know it took the wind out of a lot of people's sails, and that's just unfortunate. Just one bit of resolve, and just got to dig in and look towards the future.
Yeah, can't add too much to what these guys have said without just completely blowing our time limit sky high. We've seen the tough part of the storm, at least. We've been through the bulk of that time and get through Christmas, and before you know it, it'll be the end of March, and there we go.
It was certainly a surreal day back when that happened. I mean, it happened so quick.
Yes.
Out of the blue, one day,
we're recording a podcast and pretending the movie and the con are 30 days away, and the next day, done.
Yeah, I was in a meeting. It was kind of funny, without blowing our time limit totally out of the water. I was in a meeting for work, and throughout the entire meeting, my phone was bzzz, bzzz. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Trying not to be too obvious about checking my phone. And I finally got to the desk and fired things up. And I'm hammered with like 18 different tweets about what is going on? What is this? And it was just a crazy, crazy day.
Yeah, it was bizarre that we were finding out about that news the same time as most of the people at Hasbro.
Yeah, it certainly seemed that way.
Here's our top three list. Number three, fan initiatives of 2012. Helped keep brand optimism high.
Yeah, it was a great year for fan-driven shows. We, of course, had the long-standing shows in Canada and Atlanta with Joe Lana. CoilCon rolled into its third year with some well-received exclusive. New Jersey Collectors Convention really hit big with that Metalhead figure that they had. Iowa really got things going with Assembly Required in its second year. Rollout Roll Call over in England was rolled into its third year and had those great Snake exclusives. There was all kinds of great fan product out on the market. It seems like collector groups regionally and nationally really in what wasn't the greatest attended convention for the big con, these regional shows really picked up the slack and met the needs of a lot of Joe fans out there in various communities. Props to everybody.
Number two, Dollar General Joe's keep the brand alive for 2012. We've already talked about the movie line having lackluster sales and feedback. The opposite was the Dollar General Joe's, the basic assortment line, six figures, pretty much using existing tooling and stuff that's already out there, and they hit a home run solidly with four of these, and the other two are kind of eh, but they still are pretty good figures. They come with a figure stand, which the mainline figures don't come with. Basic stuff to get the kids interested. Well, I don't know about getting kids interested, but definitely the collectors were interested to the point that there was frenzies about not being able to find these things for the longest time. Now I believe supply has met up with demand, and there's going to be a running change of these particular figures, and looks like that will be hitting sometime in 2013. But the Dollar General Joes, as a lot of people call them, or the basic assortment figures, as they're really called by Hasbro, truly saved the year for collectors in 2012. And the number one Joe news item for 2012, well, we're going to swerve here. It was a movie!
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to put that at the top and at the bottom, because I got to admit, for the first 4 or 5 months that Movie Talk was going strong,
it was a hell of a ride.
Yeah, it was a really great kind of beginning of the year to be a G.I. Joe fan. We had John Chu, the director of the movie, pretty active on Twitter, talking back and forth with all the fans, talking back and forth with us on the podcast. And it was a really great immersive environment, a lot of fun, a lot of updates. It seemed like every week there was new updates, new trailers, new posters, new information, just all sorts of cool stuff leading up to the film. I just think it's a big story. I mean, whether or not the delay was a negative for us, it's also a big news story. So you can't argue that it shouldn't belong in both places. So I think the movie kind of was all encompassing for 2012. First, it was the excitement leading up to the movie, and then it was the movie delay, and then it was the glaring lack of a movie. Whatever the end result was, it consumed all of 2012 as the biggest G.I. Joe story by far.
All I can say is whenever something has to be delayed to make it better, it's a good thing.
We'll see. You know, it's one of those where they delayed the movie and they promised us much bigger stuff and much better stuff is going to be going in there. Proof is in the pudding. Fans are going to be expecting a better movie as a result. So I hope they can follow through on the promise, and now the increased promise after the delay, that this is truly one of the big movie events of 2013. Fingers are crossed. I really want it to be successful.
I would agree with that. I mean, yeah. G.I. Joe fans especially live and die by our toys. And if a successful movie, whether or not it thrills us, if a successful movie brings more toys to the aisle, more good toys to the aisle, then I can live with being disappointed for 2 hours in order to have a couple of years worth of decent toys.
Well, it was a hell of a run. It's always a good time getting to the store and finding new product. It was always great to hear those trailers on TV and see them. I enjoyed the buildup, and we get to go through it again, and hopefully it's better, and it pays off.
Yeah.
2013. For the first half of the year should be fantastic. So let's go.
Bring it on.
I think that's all we got. I think we're coming up on 10 minutes. We don't want to make Lee Mike, whatever his name is.
We want to make Lanchard angry.
So for our showrunner Chuck, co-host Justin and Mike, I'm Gary, sending all our men and women serving God bless, Godspeed, and come home safe. Thanks to all of our guests, our generous sponsors, and to all of our friends who made 2012 happen. Thank you for another great year. Good night, folks, and thanks for listening. We'll catch you next year, the next episode of What's on Joe Mine. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Should all the